the family finds a home. The pond where the church had been was only a short ways into the woods from the field. As they came out of the trees, they noticed the sun was directly overhead.
Anyone hungry?
I am.
Me too.
I have a surprise for you. I packed a picnic lunch for us.
I love picnics.
And what a delightful time they had eating their lunch under a big old maple tree next to a rippling stream.
What a good lunch. Thank you, Soft Spot.
And I didn't have to hurry through it. I could relax and enjoy it.
I'm glad you liked it.
Soft Spot, where are we going to live? Rabbits usually live in a briar patch to be safe.
I don't think I would like a briar patch. Soft Spot, do you have any idea where Clover would be safe and we wouldn't get all scratched up by briars?
I have been thinking about that, and I have an idea. When my mother was a kitten, she grew up at the big white house at the edge of the field. The people who lived there had a little girl. My mother was the little girl's kitten. She told me how the girl used to push her around in her baby carriage, and that she had a lovely playhouse her father had built for her. And in there, my mother would have a saucer of milk and sometimes a cookie along with the little girl.
Can we go see if it's still a nice place?
Where is it?
See across that field? The playhouse is at one end of the large garden, and the large white house is at the other end.
Let's go see it.
Can we go right now, Soft Spot?
Certainly.
They eagerly crossed over the field. Puppy ran ahead. Arriving at the playhouse first, he looked it over and then ran back to report to the others.
It looks wonderful. It even has nice big windows on all sides.
They all approached the playhouse together and walked around it.
Look, there's beautiful soft moss growing on the north side of the playhouse.
She even left the yellow curtains in the windows. They are a bit faded, but still make it brighter.
Soft Spot, can we go in?
How do we get in? None of us can reach the door handle.
My mother said there was some secret way to get in. I think there was a secret panel down low. Let's look and see if we can find it.
I'm tired. Can I stay here?
Sure, Clover. Puppy, you look around that way, and I will go this way.
Clover went to lean against the door, and the next thing she knew, she was inside the playhouse.
Oh, my! I think I found the secret door. Soft Spot, Puppy, I found it.
No one heard Clover. Soft Spot and Puppy met back at the door, surprised not to see Clover.
Row?
Clover? Where are you?
Clover?
I'm in here. I found the secret door. Just lean on the bottom of the door in the middle.
They each leaned against the door, and next thing they knew, they were inside with Clover.
Look! What a wonderful place.
And they all found just what they wanted in a home.
A small table and chairs, just the right size for us.
A cradle.
Oh, and look, a wicker baby carriage. It must be the one she pushed my mother in.
There's a small bureau over there.
And look, it has old baby blankets folded neatly in the drawers and doll clothes.
There's a beautiful braided rug on the floor.
Can we stay here, Soft Spot? It seems perfect.
Will the people mind?
I don't think they will mind if we always keep it neat and clean. It's awfully dusty.
We can stay?
Yes, Clover. Do you like it, Puppy?
Yes. I can't believe anything so good can be real.
Yes. God is wonderful. Look how generously he has provided for us. Let's thank him. Dear God, thank you for taking care of our need for a place to stay. Thank you for giving us such a wonderful home. Amen.
They spent the rest of the afternoon cleaning and dusting, sweeping and washing.
Don't the windows sparkle?
Yes, puppy. You did a great job. And Clover, you did a good job dusting.
I did? Thanks.
There's just one more thing left to do.
What?
I need to bring over my mother's small stove. Will you help me?
Sure.
After much work, they reached their new home with the stove and put it in its place. By then, the sun was setting. It was a tired group of animals that laid down to rest on the braided rug in their new cozy home.
I'll make you a little supper.
I think I'm too tired to eat.
Me too. Let's go to bed.
All right.
Where do we sleep?
We can sleep in the baby carriage and in the cradle, but that's only two places.
I'd like to sleep in the cradle if you don't mind, Soft Spot. The carriage is too high for me.
Soft Spot, why don't you sleep in the carriage and I'll sleep on the rug?
I would like the carriage.
Puppy, would you mind sleeping with me in the cradle? It's big enough. I'm used to having lots of bunnies sleeping all huddled together. I would really like some company.
I don't mind at all. It's rather nice to be wanted.
They settled in for the night, quite exhausted from the excitement of the day.
Oh, how cozy this is.
Do you like the carriage, Soft Spot?
Yes. It makes me feel secure and has special meaning to me since my mother slept here. If you want, I'll read some words from God's book, the Bible, each night.
Please do, Soft Spot.
I'd like that.
Since we're all so tired tonight, I'll read to you from one of the Psalms. Psalm 139, 1 through 6. Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me. Whether I am working or resting, you know all my actions. Even before I speak, you already know what I will say. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. Your knowledge is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for making us a family and taking care of our need for a home. Thank you for such a nice, safe place. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, puppy. Good night, Clover.
Good night, Soft Spot.